A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way for you.' Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think John was right in the prophecy we all heard last week, which I'm sure you remember word for word? "Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire, and he will gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn in unquenchable fire." That's kind of harsh, threatening, scary. Yeah, I know the words were directed at the self-serving religious authorities of the day, and it was about their failure to produce good fruit. But don't we fail? We fail in that too. Every time we miss an opportunity to live out or proclaim the truth of the gospel. Yet we continue to live. We are given more opportunities to become missionary disciples. Are we experiencing a harsh, a threatening, a scary Jesus? Question two: do we do what Jesus tells John's disciples to do? Report what we see and hear to those who question. Are we even capable of seeing what is truly happening through the presence of Christ with us and around us every day? We humans have limited vision. I know I do. I have a cataract in this eye and glaucoma in this eye. Yet with the gift of faith comes at least the capacity to develop eyes that see more clearly all the time, all the grace that surrounds us all the time. And if we can learn to sharpen that part of our vision, we can pause, reflect, pray over what we see until we see Christ in it always, right there, all the time, offering healing and rebirth constantly and faithfully. Which Jesus do you await this Christmas? The one who wields an axe and unquenchable fire? Or do you await the Jesus who brings healing to the sick, sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, new life to those who are dead, and good news to the poor? He's here, you know. You might want to tell someone about it this week.